Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to coast, This Week in America. Okay, we're all cooped up at home. Boy, do we need entertainment. Back with us on This Week in America, pop culture expert Maude Garrett to share her favorite family-friendly movies to keep the kids entertained at home and her favorite after-hours films for adults, all available from the free streaming movie service Tubi, offering more than 20,000 movies and TV shows. That's double Netflix, ad-supported and always free. Maude is a popular TV and radio host in Australia and the U.S., also a producer, voice actor. She launched Geek Bomb, the popular online destination and YouTube channel. She focuses on movies, TV, comics, video games, and more. After a successful TV and radio career in Australia, she decided to set her sights on Los Angeles. As host of the Hot Hits Live from L.A., she's a staple at every red carpet premiere, interviewing the world's biggest stars. Maude Garrett with some surefire cures for cabin fever, back with us on This Week in America. Maude, welcome to the program. Great to have you back with us.
Thank you so much, Rick. Different times, though. I tell you what, it's a very different feel that we're going through at the moment. So we are spending day in, day out at home, some of us with kids, some of us juggling work commitments, some of us incredibly bored. So I do have recommendations across the board for Tubi.tv. You let me know if you want to kick off with the family-friendly ones or the movie for adults.
Let's start with the kids, and then we'll work our way up to something that we can enjoy after the kids go to bed in the evening. And boy, we need a recreational director now more than ever, and I'm glad you're with us to help us through this. Let's talk about your picks for family time together or keeping the kids occupied during the day. What are some of your favorites?
All righty. So let's kick it off with The Adventures of Tintin, which came out in 2011, directed by Steven Spielberg. This was a movie that really did great things with 3D motion capture. Tintin, of course, being based on the comics and the television show, which I used to watch as a kid, not to date myself. But you can expect to hear voices from Jamie Bell, Daniel Craig, and Andy Serkis in that one. I think that's a great movie for not only the older members of the family who might remember the original Tintins, but also the younger who are getting involved for the first time. Also recommended on Tubi.tv, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, a movie that came out in 2014 with our favorite, you know, mutated turtles, Ninja, Leonardo, Donatello, Michelangelo, and Raphael. And then, of course, Megan Fox's April O'Neil and Will Arnett as the cameraman. This movie made nearly $500 million at the box office.
Wow.
And it's a little bit eerie talking about the box office these days because for the first time in recorded history, it has been $0. Very, very poignant to talk about that. And the last recommendation I have, especially for the girls out there, Elder Enchanted, because it stars Anne Hathaway. It came out in 2004, right off the back of the success of The Princess Bride. The Princess Diary. The Princess Bride is my favorite movie of all time. She plays another princess, though, Ella, who is blessed or cursed to obey anything she's told to do. And this one, you can expect a little Hugh Dancy as the handsome prince in the movie. So hopefully the kids are going to be nice and occupied for that one. It's something for the boys and the girls and the entire family.
And you can get all this information and sign up, and we'll talk about that in a second. It literally, if you've got 15 seconds, you can sign up for free movies, Tubi.tv, T-U-B-I.tv. We've got that up on the website. Very simple to remember. Go there and link on and help yourself, help the kids through this. Some of your favorites for adults that may need a mental break. We're going through a lot right now as parents as well in trying to explain it to our kids. Or after the kids go to bed, what are some of the after-hours movies that you would recommend for us?
I'm so excited to say that Minority Report with Tom Cruise, directed by Steven Spielberg, which came out in 2002, the sci-fi thriller, is available on Tubi.tv. Arguably, for me, this is Tom Cruise's best film. I love the storyline in this one. It's based on pre-crime, which is stopping murders before they're committed. But then it also kind of delves into the self-fulfilling prophecy there. I like this movie because the technology that they've predicted that will happen in the future has actually started coming true. I cover a lot of tech shows, and at CES, you hear about futuristic technology, and I'm hearing about things that are actually happening that you've seen in Minority Report. So that alone is fantastic. And if you don't believe me, it's got a 90% rating on Rotten Tomatoes. Another movie that I'd love to recommend is one called Sing Street that came out in 2016. It's a musical romance drama, and it's probably the most underrated movie that came out that year. It's set in the 1980s in Dublin during the recession, and a teenager is kind of struggling with that, so he starts a band. but it's got an original soundtrack and it's got a lot of 80s music like Depeche Mode that we can really get into. It is a feel-good movie that I believe everyone should be watching, but definitely the adults, because that 80s nostalgia can really tap into something great. The last recommendation, Aeon Flux, which came out in 2005. We know Charlize Theron in this one. We can picture the poster because it was big when it came out. But I went over what the synopsis was, and get this. It's about the world's population being dwindled down to 5 million due to a virus that occurred 400 years ago in the 21st century that nearly wiped out the population. So that one's a little on the nose there, but at least you can see how we'll survive through it all.
With us on the program, pop culture expert, TV, radio host, producer, voice actor Maud Garrett. We're talking about movies that we can stream free at home on Tubi.tv that will get us through this period, free streaming movie service. And every time we talk, Tubi keeps getting bigger and bigger, now over 20,000 movies and TV shows. Talk a little bit about Tubi and how people can sign up for this. It is free. There's no catch. And as I say, 15 seconds and you're signed up. Talk about this because it's available just about on every device that's out there.
That's it. You're right. It is growing faster and faster. There are over 20 million people who use the service each month. And a big portion of that is because it's absolutely free and you have so many options available to you with over 20,000 movies and TV shows. It is always free. You do not need a credit card to sign up. And you can watch it on devices like Roku, Amazon Fire TV, Comcast. I watch it on my Xbox. There's so many different ways. If you've got a browser, you can watch it on the go. But we are stuck inside, so it's great if you kind of want to watch something on maybe your TV and you want the kids to watch something else separately. You can watch so much out there and you're not paying for a monthly subscription service, which during this time, especially where we are counting the pennies, it's a really, really great time to have something for free.
Tubi TV, TUBI.TV. The coronavirus is having an impact, certainly now, on the movie business. Do you see this long term? I mean, we're seeing films halted in production, some just postponed indefinitely. We've seen blockbusters moved, budgets being cut. This is international in scope. Do you see a long term negative impact here?
There is absolutely no way that this will be able to bounce back, even though it's only been sort of like, you know, 3 weeks at this moment that it's been on pause. Already the box office has brought in $0. They are trying to release movies, video on demand early. Movies like Onward, Birds of Prey that had sort of a small release in cinemas before it all shut down. Other movies that were scheduled to come out now, you can get them for $19.99. On video on demand on some of the services there, which, you know, when you think about it, is somewhat realistic considering it would cost a lot more than that to take the entire family. But this is a huge hit for a lot of studios. Marketing wise, they have lost billions of dollars. We're just not sure where this is going. The good news in all of this, drive through has gone up because you can drive to the cinema and have all the windows up and kind of still be in this quarantine. But also streaming services are up. Television, streaming services, video game streaming have gone up from 8 to 35%. But of course, the reaction to that is that it's clogging the internet. Already, the Australian government has had to ask Netflix to reduce sort of like their 4K down to standard HD. Standard HD, because the internet usage has gone up about 30%. So it's completely congested. But everyone is turning to online at the moment. This could mean that the movies industry may never bounce back. AMC has closed over 85 cinemas around the US. It's going to be a massive hit. The good news is, though, we have got so much content already. It'd be interesting to see whether the streaming services like Netflix, who really bank on providing new content constantly, will survive through this. So yeah, it's very, very interesting times, especially for the entertainment business.
And then you think of the human toll, production shut down, crews, many of these independent contractors that are out of work and really nowhere to turn. And that's the case in so many industries. It's a frightening time. But to help you get through it with some entertainment, you've got over 20,000. I mean, this is an incredible number, over 20,000 movies and TV shows, the world's largest video on demand service, free, ad supported. It's Tubi.com, TUBI.TV. I'm sorry, Tubi.tv. With us once again on the program has been Maud Garrett. Maud, thank you for being with us on the program. Thanks for giving us some a few hints here to get us through this difficult time for all of us. Thank you for being with us on the program. Stay well and safe, and thanks again for being with us.
Thanks so much, Rick. Really a pleasure.
You're listening to This Week in America, information on Tubi.tv at our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and we're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.